Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Welcome to the podcast today. I wanted to talk about this topic for quite some time because it's something I'm really passionate about, and that is the importance and the power of I am, saying I am. It's huge. It's a game changer, and there's an exercise that I take my clients through, and I include it in my course because it's so powerful and it's so helpful. Owning those words, saying those words, it can just, when you say it, you embody it. So even saying your own name, I am Emma Lovell, it's different to saying my name is Emma Lovell. Hi, my name is Emma Lovell. Yeah, it's my name. But to say I am and to own who I am, it's really powerful. So what I find with my clients, and I was finding when I was hearing them speak, was they found it really difficult to say things like, I am an expert, I am knowledgeable, I am running a business, I am the CEO, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am creative. You know, they could say the words, but they couldn't add the I am in front of it. I think we've been taught, especially in Australia, about boasting and tall poppy syndrome and don't be too big for your boots. And so if you say it like I am, then people might go, well, are you really? But I don't know about you, but I've never really had somebody challenge me when I've introduced myself and told them who I am and what I do. I had one client I was talking to who said, I want to be a writer. I want to be a writer for TV. And when I asked her, she had actually written for TV, but she didn't feel like she was doing it fully yet, or it wasn't all of what she was doing. And so she wasn't really owning that. And I said, if you told me I am a writer for TV, I wouldn't say, are you? What have you written? Where is it? And I mean, even if I did ask you, what have you written, you would be able to say it because you had done it. What happens is because people aren't doing it right this minute, then they feel like they're not doing it. So right now I'm podcasting, so I can say I'm a podcaster, but that doesn't mean that in 15 minutes when I'm not recording, I can't go, oh, am I really a podcaster because I'm not doing it right now? You know, am I really a coach because I'm not coaching, even though I probably am? Even though I'm not coaching right now, then I can't say I am a coach. Who's going to challenge me? No one. And I had this experience when I was starting to introduce myself for the first time after shifting from running my business as a freelancer and doing PR, marketing, social media and writing. And that's how I used to introduce, hi, I'm Emma Lovell, and I do PR, marketing, social media, and writing. Or I run a business, Lovely Communications, and that's what I do. And then I'd sort of talk about the clients I was working with, and that's it's not really it was always long-winded, and I was always when I introduced myself. And so it's been such a shift for me now saying I am a personal branding expert. I am a personal branding specialist. I am a coach, speaker, and writer specializing in personal brand. But I had one time where I had to go and introduce myself at a speaking event, and I hadn't yet done that. I hadn't had the chance to introduce myself. And there was actually a fellow speaker there, and I went up to her and I said, I don't know how to introduce myself. And working this new way, I'm focusing on personal brand now. And how do I say it? I say, I'm Emma Lovell and I run a business and I do personal brand, or I'm a coach and I do this and I do that. And she just said, why don't you say, I'm Emma Lovell and I'm a personal branding specialist? And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I just could introduce myself with my name. I was trying to jam my business name in there and jam who I worked with and jam when really those first few words I say needed to be who I am. Is Emma Lovell, and the primary thing that I wanted them to know me for. If I wanted to know them more as a speaker, I could have led with that. But because I was trying to get everything into that sentence, I felt overwhelmed. And because it was a new thing, I found it difficult. And I share this story because I don't want you to think that I sit on my ivory tower and tell you how to do it, but I don't actually do this work myself. I had to learn how to say it again. And at first, when you're first saying it, it feels a bit clunky and it felt a bit uncomfortable, but now it's second nature to the point where I've shifted how I introduce again because I wanted to include those other things. Like I say, I'm coaching, I am speaking, I am writing. That's my lovely, you can tell I'm on the computer. I am coaching, I'm speaking, I'm writing. So I am a coach, I am a speaker, and I'm a writer. And that's how I'm choosing to introduce myself first. And it's helping. It helps. Every time I say it out loud, it reinforces it with me as well. And although I'm not one saying for saying roles and titles, obviously there's a time and a place where we have to introduce ourselves. And that can be the biggest block for people that they don't know how to introduce themselves. They may not even say their own name, and that is so powerful. Like I join all these member meetup calls and online networking, or I meet people at events, and they don't say their name. It's really powerful to say your full name, and then the title or the thing that you want to be known for as your second line, or you might choose to use a sentence. But working on this and practicing it can really help. So the I am exercise, where this comes in to help is that sometimes when you are feeling that doubt, you're feeling that lack of confidence, you're not really sure what to say, you're in the overwhelm, the way that we can get back to who we are is to write that I am. So my exercise for you is to set a timer, 5 minutes, that top 5 minutes. If you like, you can put on some lovely instrumental music. I tend to do that. Grab a piece of paper or a journal, or if you want to type it, that's fine too. And right at the top of the page, I am dot dot dot. Now, what happens with this is because I ask people to describe themselves in three words, like at first they might be writing how they're feeling or how they currently are. So it might start with, I am tired, I am bored, I am doing this because Emma told me to, I am not feeling good, I am not sure what I want to do, I am okay. And then it turns. It might start with you writing down, people take it in all different ways. You might just start writing words, I am creative, I am kind, I am an animal lover, I am doing my work, I am going to create a new thing. Like it can go wherever you want. Some people write that first two words and then they write a paragraph, and which turns into the introduction, or write, yeah, how they're feeling. The thing is that writing, especially if it is handwriting, is so powerful. There is actually that hand movement connection to the brain. It does something to you. It helps you, the actual writing and focusing helps you get out of your head, and helps get whatever is in your head bumbling around onto paper. After those 5 minutes, whatever you've written, whether it's a paragraph, whether it's a bunch of words, I like to write mine as I am, I am, I am. Whether it's sentences, generally what you find out of that is there tends to be some gems in there. Hopefully, it's gone from some negative self-talk to some positive self-talk. Hopefully, there are some wonderful words that you've used in there to describe yourself. Sometimes what people write down is a goal or a vision or something they want for themselves that they didn't even know was buried in there. And sometimes it's just that little confidence boost of going, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm going to be okay. I'm doing this. That I am statement really helps. So I have clients who continue to use it in that overwhelm, in that boost, needing the boost. And what I've wanted to create it for a while, and I'm really excited to now be launching it, is what you can find on my resources page of my website, link in the show notes, is a I am audio. And so I've recorded a bunch of statements that you can listen to. And if you choose to, you can talk along with. There's also a transcript, so you can read it out if you'd like. And you can really own those words. I am confident. I'm kind. I am intelligent. I am beautiful. I am an expert. I am a genius. I am brilliant. I am me. I am kicking goals. I am winning. I am enough. Lots of beautiful statements like this. I wanted to create that because for times like when you're doing a photo shoot, before you do the photo shoot to build up some confidence, to before you have to do a speaking engagement, maybe when you're waking up in the morning and you're not really feeling in your body or in your you're too much, in the bumbling of your head, it can get some clarity for you. And there's just so much power in saying, I am. What I would love to then see you do is to find the words that you want to use, because I'm going to use a bunch of different words, but find the words that mean something to you. For me, my words that I describe myself are, I am passionate, I am professional, and I am lovely. When I say those words, you believe them because I believe them too. And I really, really feel empowered when I say those things and when I say my name. I am Emma Lovell. And I hope that you can feel as confident to say that too. I had one client who she worked with me for a few months, and then she went to her friend, and she'd been working as this under this brand name, and she went there and she said, "I am her name. I am." And she was, and her friend was looking at her like, "You've been working with this person for a few months, and that's what you've got out of it." But the thing was, she had created a character. She created this brand. And wasn't owning who she was. And for her to stand there and say her name and own who she was and to actually want to go out as her own name, as the brand, that was so powerful. That was a huge shift for her. So being able to own and love who you are is the greatest gift. And I hope that this audio will help you. So head on over to the resources page, link in show notes, or you can send me a message to grab that for yourself. I really hope this exercise, you can do the exercise, the journaling exercise as well. I've got the directions there, or you can ask me anytime and I'll tell you how to do it. But quite simple, 5 minutes, write I am and see where the pen and paper take you. I hope that this gives you some confidence, and I hope that you start to have fun with introducing yourself and using those I am statements to build your confidence. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. from starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life. They have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.